Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Sports League Podcast, Season 12, Episode number 14 and 84 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by the 2006, 2011, and the 2027 champion, Mr. Amazing. So let's talk about the results of week number 13. Aaron over Nanigate, Doug over Andy, Pate over Tybo, Hoofter over Palmer, Joe over Brian, Kevin over Obergo. So what's the game of the week, Aaron?
The game of the week is a game that was not played, and that was Dave Pate against Brian Chatee.
And why is that?
We'll get to that in a moment, Andy.
All right. So I'm going to have to say the game of the week goes to myself and Doug. I put up a fighting match, and for some reason, Drew Brees had to be a little bitch, and he couldn't score any fucking points. One touchdown is all I needed. Two touchdowns would have sealed it, and a couple extra, or one touchdown and then two field goals. That's all I ask. I don't ask for much. And Drew Brees had to literally shit his pants, just like CM Punk did on SmackDown. So what is the total game of the week, Aaron?
Kevin over Obergo.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. Nothing against Johnny's team. It sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also one of those things that we had to bring up the upset of the week, and mine goes to Aaron beating Nanigay. So what do you think?
Dude, I had the far superior team. Of course I was going to win. Bullshit. That's not an upset. The upset of the week actually was Joe beating Brian. Joe's team was decimated. He had no business winning, but Brian's team would not put up the points to save his life. So that is by far the upset of the week.
How many points is Brian away from possibly squeezing his way back into the playoffs with a stat correction?
Less than two.
1.77 to be exact.
Yeah.
So
moving on to week 14, Andy,
Let's talk about one more thing about that. It'll actually suck for Dave. And also suck for Brian, because if he doesn't know about it that he's in and the game start and he hasn't picked anyone up, he's kind of shafted to a certain extent. And it sucks for Dave if that does happen, because then he's out. He's in, then he's out. It's like, you know, sex. So moving on to week number 14, it's the first round of the playoffs. Of course, we have three rounds. So we have Doug Hahn taking on David Pate and possibly Brian Chatee, but we'll just say David Pate at this time. The number 2 seed taking on the number 7 seed is Kevin versus Aaron. Kevin has not won a playoff game since the Bush administration. And we have Eric Van Hefty, his first time in the KSL. He's won his conference, which was simple for him.
Division,
I'm sorry. He won his division, which is super simple for him. So he takes on Joey Snyder, who is it's the third seed versus the sixth seed. And the number 4 seed going against the number 5 seed, we have myself, Andrew Hughes, taking on Ty Borman. Well, we already know what happens. I'm predicted to win. So here's what's going to happen. Ty is going to somehow pull something out of his asshole and beat me. Yay. So, game of the week.
That was just amazing analysis there. Andy, what is the game of the week for you?
Game of the week is myself beating Tybo.
I'm going to say that is probably the game of the week, because it is 4 versus 5. It's going to be the closest one. Doug versus Pate or Brian. I think Doug more than likely is going to win. And then Hefty and Snyder, I mean, that could also be a pretty close one. So, you know, we'll see. The toilet bowl game of the week, though, I'm actually going to probably give it to Hefty and Snyder.
I was just going to say the same. I'm going to give it to them. And who's most likely to get passwords tacoed? Van Hefty.
Kevin. He's most likely, because he's taking on me. I mean, well,
here's what's going to happen, Aaron. It's going to end in a tie. It'll be the first tie, and you say that you're done afterwards, so we'll just scratch you out. So neither of you guys make it. But if I'm correct, if that's the case, it goes to I think it's the previous week, or it could be also your total points. I can't remember what it is, but we'll look at those tiebreaker rules at another time, because I just don't feel like doing it now. We'll post them on there.
So, Andy, I want to, of course, this is my little area right here, the KSL news.
Well, we need to talk about one more thing. before we do that, of course, in the, you know, the basically decide where you're going to pick in the draft, you have the number 9 seed taking on the number 12 seed, which, if I'm correct, is Brian taking on Oberg. And then number 10 versus number 11 is going to be Ty Palmer versus David Nanigay. So those guys are basically fighting this week and next week to see who is going to be the number 1 pick next year and who
and
is going to the lottery.
We should also point out that week 16 is for the Bakersfield. And week 16 is where you have the lowest seeded team take on the second lowest seeded team. So no matter what, it is Oberg taking on Palmer for week 16.
Oh, no matter what it is?
That's what it is in the bylaws. It's no matter what, it's number 11 versus number 12.
Okay,
no,
so they will fight on week 16 for that, right?
Yep.
All right.
And the loser is the one that gets it. So, Andy, KSL News, this is my favorite little part here. So, Andy, I got to ask you a question since Doug is not here. Will we have, assuming Dave is in, actually, you know what, screw it, I'll reword this. Will we have a repeat champion this year? So either myself, Dave, or Brian?
No.
So there's two people, potentially.
Nope, there will be a new champion.
A brand new champion, okay.
Yep.
Which bottom-seeded team will make it the farthest?
Snyder.
Really? So Snyder's going to beat Hefty, and then potentially Snyder is going to beat you?
No, he's not going to beat me. I'm just saying that he's going to win.
So you're saying that the bottom-seeded team...
I'm saying that what's going to happen is it'll be... Snyder is sixth, so I'm saying that Doug will lose. I will win. I should probably
Doug's going to lose, so you're saying that Pate's going to make it the farthest.
Mm.
Do you read anything before you do the podcast?
No, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Maybe, you know what? I take that back. I think the who's going to go the furthest?
Bottom seeded team. Where's Doug when you need him?
See, the thing is, this is the point where I know that whoever Doug plays, he's going to beat. Whoever Kevin plays, okay, he's going to beat. So
Kevin plays me.
And I believe
that, right?
Yeah, I know. So I think Snyder's going to go the furthest because he's going to win. And then I'm going to be Tybo, hopefully. I said that last time when I fucking lost. But I'm just saying that Snyder will go the furthest. But then when when Doug plays him, Doug's going to annihilate him. And then okay, I play Kevin, and hopefully Kevin will have to gag on my nuts.
So with Andy, I got to ask you, who do you think got screwed the most
Brian
this year? Nanigay had the most points against.
See, Nanigay did get screwed. Well, okay. I guess this year you would have to give it to Nanigay, and Brian is a close second. Overall, Brian's the unluckiest right now. He is the unluckiest. He's the unluckiest. Gosh, I can't fucking talk.
He is the unluckiest.
Thank you, unluckiest owner. Right now. He has not been in the playoffs since the Bush administration. At least Kevin's make it, but he always shits the bed in the first round. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm going to predict right now, Kevin does not get over 180 points.
So, Andy, you're saying he's going to win the first round, but now you're saying he's going to lose it. Will you make up your fucking mind?
No. I'm not done yet. He's going to get 180. That's all he's going to get. You're going to get 175.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense. Andy, will Obergo win it all next year?
No.
Okay, will he win his division?
Okay. All right. Let me explain this one. If Johnny is not doing something that we can't talk about, if he's home, if he's back in the States.
If he's not balls deep in another man.
Correct. If he is not, you know, as in his case, it would be Knuckle because he's kind of tiny. It's one of those things. If he is home, if he's okay.
Saying his penis has a knuckle?
No, it's just really small. He showed you it once and you told me about it. Here's the thing. Oberg, if he's back in the States, he plays good when he's in the States. When he's overseas, he doesn't play that great. So if he's in the States, I'm saying it right now, he wins the division. Well, I think no. He'll make the playoffs. And he won't win his division though. But he'll make the playoffs. He'll be like the sixth seed, we'll say. So.
Wow. So, Andy, I'm going to read some stats then, since, you know, these are more interesting than the analysis you just gave me there.
Fuck you. I'm exhausted.
I want to point something out that actually concerns you quite a bit. 6 of the 9 head-to-head winners came from the 4 and 5 game. So the 4th seed taking on the 5th seed. We've had one top seeded team actually win, which was Palmer.
Ty Palmer.
And then in Yahoo, we have had the first seed make it to the final round only once, and the second seed make it there twice. In fact, the unluckiest seed is number three, which is Hoofter's seed. But I got to ask you, six of the nine times for taking on five, do you think the winner of yours and Ty's game is going to win it all?
I hope and fucking so, because I want to win.
You want Ty to win?
I just want to win. I just want to win. Ty to win? No, the four seed. I want the four seed to win. I want him to go all the way. I want to win. I've been to the championship and I got fucked over.
You mean you shit the bed?
No, I didn't shit the bed. Shitting the bed is you play the wrong players. Getting fucked over is when, if I'm correct, both your running backs don't do shit. And for some reason, he puts up fucking season high numbers in that fucking round. I'm not bitter about it. I'm just a little fucking pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so let's talk about positive things.
Hold on. You're mad you're not a former champion. I mean, I have two. So you know what? Tell you what, Andy, you can have at least one. I'll give it to you this year. If you beat Ty, by the way, Andy, if you beat Ty, this will be the first time in 4 years a Ty has not made it to the championship game.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. Ty Palmer, Ty Boardman twice, and then Ty Palmer previously. So you could break that streak. Now, Andy, I got to ask you then. Let's talk about you and Ty, because I think this might be interesting. Ty is currently 5-3 against you in the regular season. In fact, two of his wins, he was originally 3-3, but he moved it to 5-3 by getting two wins over you this past season. Yeah, because
he gets so freaking lucky when he plays me. My guys don't decide not to produce, or I have one guy on the bye and I play the wrong player and he beats me. And the messed up part is that his guys put up season high numbers against me. Well, that's not going to be the case this time. He's going to fuck up.
Okay.
And I'm going to capitalize on that.
On a positive note, you are 1-0 against him in the playoffs.
I want to be 2-0 against him in the playoffs. I don't care what about the regular season. Regular season's for pussies. You just want to make the playoffs.
No, actually,
then we fuck.
I'm going to throw two other fun stats at you.
Oh, geez.
For week 14, not for the playoffs, for week 14, which include the playoffs for, you know, some years, Doug is 0-4. Do you think that he gets a win here to make it 1-4? He's 1-1 the first week of the playoffs, but he's 0-4 for week 14.
I have so many emotions about Doug because he did all those draft picks, so he threw away one season fantasy football. So this was a make or break year for him. In a way, I want him to lose, but I want to be the one that beats him. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those weird situations, dude. I don't know. I'll argue about it for a while.
Wow. Such an indecisive answer. And then the next question I have for you, Andy, is in regards to Kevin, who is 2-7 week 14 and 1-7 the first week of the playoffs. So I got to ask you, does he add one more to the win column here?
Unfortunately, I think he will. I actually think he's going to beat you. But I think it's going to be, like I said, a low number. I think it's going to be like 180 to like 175.
All right.
But what would be funny is if you win by stat correction, because then it would make my day. Because then Kevin would be like, oh, I'm so in. Wakes up in the morning. What happened? I'm out.
All right. Good news. So, Andy, let's talk Pick'em's news. So, Frail, of course, is in the lead. And then we got a couple people behind him, being you, Nanagay, myself. Not too far behind. What do you think? Do you think that, people are going to catch up to him?
Nanagay caught up real fast. I talked to him today, and it was funny. I ran into him. He was about to go take a shit, literally, at the gas station.
Wow, hard-hitting analysis. Yeah,
I know. Keep going. He's like, wow, this is weird. I'm like, it is? He goes, yeah, I'm out of playoffs. I'm like, not in the Elite League. Yeah, so we talked a little bit, and he was saying that he was mad about a couple of his picks because he was going to pick Pittsburgh to beat Baltimore, if I'm correct. And two of the three that he missed, he was upset about because he was going to pick the right one, and then he didn't, unfortunately.
Do you think that Frail currently doesn't have his picks in for this week? Do you think that he makes a mistake and misses out on a couple?
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be so awesome. Because then we can all capitalize, even though he should be smoking us right now, actually. He should be at, like, what, 100, I'd say 125, 126 wins.
Realistically, he should be 5 ahead of whatever it is right now.
5 ahead? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he should be 5 ahead right now, and unfortunately he's not, but... Hey,
no, five more ahead, because I think he's 4 ahead right now. No, so he should be like 9 ahead.
No, he has 121 and then we have 118.
OK, well, then he should be 8. It would be 8 total. Then.
Yeah, he should be 8 in total ahead of us, and which is what he should be. But it'd be interesting to see if he loses by like 1 or 2 games, because if it wasn't for those games that he missed, he would have been money.
Yeah, well,
but so I won Survivor.
Horses and hand grenades, Andy.
Let's talk about the fact that I won Survivor.
You won Survivor. I'm in the lead for Pick'ems, for League Pick'ems. There are 12 games that remain. I will not beat Kevin's total from last year, but, I can still win, which is nice. And that's all that we got for this week, Andy. So good luck to everybody in the league except for Kevin.
Good luck to everyone in the league. And Ty, I just want to beat you. Nothing against you. You're still a good friend.
Andy,
I just haven't fucking beat you.
Andy, who do you want to face in the finals? If you could choose who you face,
Hoofter.
Who would it be?
I take that back. If I could really pick, I think I could beat Snyder's team without.
Who would you want to play, though, in the finals that would mean the most to you?
Doug, because it would be division champions going against each other. And I think it'd be interesting.
Okay, so you're not a division champion, but you're going to say you are?
No, he's our division champion, and it would be interesting to see that our division, goes to town on each other. And
what about me? Would you want to play me?
No, I don't want to play you.
Because you know you'll lose.
No, because here's the problem. I haven't gone to pick up the A Cup yet, and I know it's going to happen. And the A Cup is only regular season, so I would still grab it and be like, suck it. But, it's just one of those things I would rather see. I would like to play you, but I think I'd have a little more fun playing Snyder. I don't know why.
See, I want to play you because that way I can be like, oh, that's cool. You can have the A Cup. I'll take the Magic Cup.
And I'll give you my fist cup.
And then I'll be like, oh, man, there's so many trophies I have here. There's so many championships. And 3 of them? Oh, man. And
that's why I was happy that Dave Pate won it last year, because I wouldn't have to hear this shit.
You know what? I mean, look, it's everything that
and
was
he
done.
He smoked
was,
your ass, too.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he won by like only a couple points. What's funny, if he did not make that trade with Brian to get, he traded away a draft pick for Julio Jones for a really good player. Had he not done that, I would have beat him. And I had the most points for the following week, so I would have been the first back-to-back champion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we need to talk. Yeah, see, here's why I want you. See, this is one of those dilemmas, dude. I actually want you to lose because I don't like that trade you did with Oberg. I believe Oberg accepted a dumb trade. It should have been at least a 6th-rounder and at least probably a 9th-rounder as well for AP. That's my problem.
Why didn't you offer that to him then?
Because I didn't know that's exactly what he wanted. If I would have known it, I would have offered a 6th-round pick. I would have been like, well, great. I'm not totally stacked at at running back, but he would be perfect to sit, there, and I could move one of my other running backs to my flex. I could put Murray in a flex. That'd be great then. I'd be stacked. But what would happen is AP would probably get fucking hurt. But
well, why do you think I had an extra 7th-rounder, and my thought was he did not make any announcement. Trade deadline's getting close. He has one player that I want, which was Adrian Peterson. I was like, I'm going to throw the trade out to him, see what he says. So I threw a 7th-rounder, and he was like, yeah, I'll take that. I was like, oh, okay, sure. Absolutely. You could have done that. You could have been like,
I know, but that's one of those things. I wasn't thinking about it, and that was my fault.
The thing is, you can't fault me for that. I mean, it's
no,
not like
I can't
a fire
fault
sale,
you but. For it, but like it's almost like I understand why the trade deadline needs to be as early as possible now. But I think maybe we should talk about something next year about a can't cut list, as in if you want to trade someone that's on that list that is not hurt, that you have to give up at least a 6th-round pick with that player.
But then people will game the system. I mean, Nanigay had talked about how he would trade away. Him and Kevin would switch off every year where they would.
You know, I don't think that would happen.
Because that would they game could do the system,
it. But the thing is, then that he would get, he could only trade, because you can make it so then you have to trade at least one, you have to trade at 6th round pick. But if you say if you want another guy off the list, you have to trade your 7th round pick as well, and then you can't trade anymore. Anyone off the can't cut list. Because then you would lose your 6. So he would only gain 2 players, realistically. And then the following year, he would gain 2 draft picks. But 6th and 7th rounder, you know, it's one of those things that you might get someone good, but you probably won't.
Well, I liked your idea that you had come up with earlier, which I think we should implement, which was the you can only have a maximum of 2 extra draft pick trades between 6 and 10.
Right. I mean, that's definitely, because we're not going to do 1 to 5, because that's the Doug Hahn rule.
Yes, it is. Well, I think that, you know, talking about it now, this is what I would do. You know, I agree. You know, maximum of 2 extra picks that you would have between 6 and 10. That means that you could potentially do a bunch of trades and trade away those people. It's just that at the end of the year, or at any given time, you can only have 2 extra draft pick trades between 6 and 10. But then 11 through 24, you can trade those away like it's going out of style. Is that correct?
Pretty much. But you remember, you can only trade 5 draft picks a year.
So do you want to keep the 5 draft pick trade rule in there?
Yeah, because realistically, if you do trade 5 draft picks, I mean, that's it. Now, the only way that I would allow a 6th one is if you guys came onto the show and said, hey, let's wager something. You know, I'm going to wager my 12th round and winner gets the other person's 12th round and the loser gets the other person's like 20th round. Mm-hmm. Now, I would allow it then if they were on the show and they've already gone through their 5, I would allow that. Because to me, it's funny, number one, because realistically, those draft picks, you probably won't get anyone that good. But it would tick the other person off the most, and that's what I'd find hilarious. And if it was just the one, I would, and they're on the and they're actually on Q-Money Sports League when they're negotiating, that's fine. And the thing is also, we started something earlier this year that I wish we'd have pushed more of, like changing the person's team name. I wish we kept that up. Wish we had a wager every week where someone did that. And that's my fault, because when I started thinking about it, I was like, hey, we should probably start doing this. It's week 10 and no one's done it for like 5 weeks.
I know.
And yeah, I loved it when Ty and Doug were on the show and they did that. They actually said, hey, we'll do switch team names, which I thought was awesome that they did it. And it was a spur of the moment thing. And Ty's like, yeah, I'll do it. Big deal. And then I think Doug beat him, if I'm correct.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he changed his name to Dougie's Bye Week or something. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it. Obviously, we have a lot of people's opinions and inputs, because it is a league of 12 owners. So we want to get as many inputs as possible before anything is changed. I know that there are certain things that are going to be changed automatically. Of course, we already talked about the quarterback, running back, points per touch. And then you were talking about tweaking the defenses a little bit.
Now I'm pretty happy with it.
Well, I thought that you said that you had a couple minor things that you were going to do, like very minor, like nothing drastic, but
nothing I know of. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, this is
I know what it was. I said something about like the forced fumble from recovery, but that it's one of those things where your defensive point players, they get 10 points, you're fucking happy. But if one pulls out a 30 burger and you're just like, how did he do that? Well, if he gets a sack and then he forced the fumble and recovers the fumble and then runs it for a touchdown, hey, he needs something for that, because that never happens. So you get the tackle for the loss, the sack, the forced fumble, the fumble recovery, and the touchdown. So you get 6 points right off the bat. Oh, and you also get the return yards as well. So that's 7 factors that you can get in if that happens. Did that happen this year? Yes. Did someone have that player? No.
Yeah, Von Miller.
Oh, shit. That's right.
That's why I lost Kevin, was because of Von Miller.
Because he also gets the return yards too, which is something we added, which is not, I mean, it's not like that big of a deal, but it's still one of those.
So anyway, just end the show.
So so thanks to Ace Express 686 for hosting and ending the podcast. And of course, I want to thank everyone in the league. And I want to, of course, thank Ty Borwin. Please lose this week. Doesn't matter who you play, just Ty, just lose. Mm-hmm. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. Q1SportsLeague.com. Hey, you want to hear something interesting? I actually got someone offered to buy one of my domains.
I really wish Doug was here. So high.